This hour of the Alex Jones Podcast is brought to you by BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. Get your free money-saving report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's Paul Joseph Watson on the Alex Jones Show with David Knight, this Sunday edition. We got a lot of interesting guests coming up later this week. I'm going to be back in studio on Wednesday through Friday. A lot of really good guests lined up, so be sure to mark that in your diary. We got some calls coming up after the next break. Byron in Pennsylvania is going to be first up. But for the moment, we're talking about this Foreign Affairs article, which is, of course, the CFR's publication. Basically, the CFR runs the State Department in the United States, as Hillary Clinton admitted. And they're talking about the populist uprising, both in America and throughout Europe. And this is interesting. I mean, I highlighted several passages of the article earlier today. Here's a quote. "And yet, when most Westerners hear the word democracy today, what they picture is a political atmosphere that is respectful, predictable, and a little staid, a system in which a small number of long-standing political parties alternate in government on a semi-regular basis, resulting in reasonably moderate changes to public policy." So basically, that is the CFR admitting their agenda to keep the two-party monopoly in place, both in the United States with the Republicans and the Democrats, and in the UK with the Tories and the Labour Party. The threat to that system in the UK is the UK Independence Party, and of course the Tea Party sentiment rising in some factions of the Republican Party in the United States. And basically in this article, they admit that, I mean, here's another quote. This you really need to get a hold of this if you can get your hands on the magazine. Quote, "To harness the passion of the populace to the cause of reinvigorating governance, but without helping them kindle the flames of an anti-democratic revolt." So they're admitting they need to harness the power of the populist uprising to reinforce the power of the state, which of course runs completely opposite to the goal of this populist uprising, which is to work towards smaller government, towards anti-statist objectives. So the fact that they're talking about, you know, co-opting this movement to increase the power of the state, and later they talk about wealth redistribution, is absolutely amazing that it's so brazen in the CFR's own publication. David Knight, your comments on this.
We've already seen that, Paul. We've seen it with both the Tea Party as well as with the Occupy movement, that both of the mainstream political parties have moved in to co-opt those movements, to take them over. They're born out of frustration, fundamentally, both of them, with the banking system and the abuses of the central banks and the very large, powerful banks that are too big to jail, as Eric Holder put it. That was the initial movement of the Tea Party, where they came out, by some people's account, 500,000 people went to Washington to protest the banker bailouts. And, of course, the left's Occupy movement is also upset about what the bankers are doing. So what they do is both parties try to co-opt that. Both parties try to shut that down. The Republicans don't want to see Tea Party candidates elected. They've got their own mainstream candidates who, very much like the situation in Hong Kong, are vetted by the elitists. China wants to vet any candidate that appears on the ballot in Hong Kong. That's why you've got thousands of students protesting, and that's now turned into a violent protest. Whether that was started by agent provocateurs, or whether it was started by the police, or whether it was just some hotheads, who knows? Because we've seen that happen as well. We've seen agent provocateurs and COINTEL programs. That is essentially what's happening, but very often we don't hear that admitted in America. That's what's unusual about this, is that the CFR, which essentially has controlled the State Department in America since its creation, even though Reagan wasn't a member of the CFR, the first president since its foundation to not be a member, he subsequently appointed 300 people from the CFR into the State Department.
It's amazing. We're going to get more into this after the break. We're going to take your calls. John Rappaport is coming up to talk about Ebola and the CDC whistleblower. This is the Alex Jones Show live, Infowars.com. Stay tuned.
You've heard about the essential qualities of iodine when it comes to your well-being, and you've read the opinions of top experts regarding this good member of the halogen family. Still, reports indicate that iodine is absent in sufficient amounts from the daily lives of countless people worldwide. Now, our extra-strength new nascent iodine formula is here, Survival Shield X2, leading the way into the next generation of super high-quality nascent iodine. InfoWars Life Survival Shield X2 is derived from 200-plus million-year-old salt solutions found more than 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface. The result is a unique nascent iodine that is both concentrated and free of unwanted additives, genetically modified ingredients, and completely vegan. We even pre-screen our Survival Shield X2 iodine for radiation. Pure, clean, and sourced from deep within the Earth, X2 nascent iodine is available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or call 1-888-253-3139.
Is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the Info War.
It's the Alex Jones Show on this Sunday, live edition, September 28, 2014. Riding shotgun is David Knight. We're going to go to your calls now. First up is Byron in Pennsylvania, who wants to talk about a shelter-in-place warning in Pennsylvania. Byron, go ahead.
Yes, it's Brian, but anyway, yeah, I'm surprised I wasn't picked up or covered here because it's, you know, pretty big. They've been searching people's houses and everything for this guy that shot.
Is that a breaking story? Did that happen just recently?
That actually happened over a week ago, and it's still happening.
Right, so they've got areas of Pennsylvania locked down then because of this incident.
Yeah.
So
that's
what's,
why I thought
what's
I'd
happening
call
there?
To mention it.
So tell us what's happening.
What's happening is they've had stories on the news about, not like I saw one article and put it all together, but they had stories on the news about food being donated for people who were sheltering away from their homes and stuff like that, and for the police, and, you know, it's all crazy.
That's interesting. We'll have to look into that. It's not something that I picked up on, but definitely we'll take a look into that. Thanks for the call. Janitor in FEMA Region 9, go ahead.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. What's your point today?
Fantastic. I just wanted to talk about the 10 companies that own us and how Mr. Jones was talking about boycotting. There's an article on HuffPost. It's a pretty old one. It's called These 10 Companies Control Enormous Numbers of Consumer Brands, and it just keeps continuously getting bigger. And in order to control these globalists, it's very systematic, very simple to do. You look at the brands, and you systematically stop buying the brands in you know, just-in-time type of a way. You cut the money supply off, and there's no need to, you know, I'm not saying that propagandizing it or whatnot, but that's how you basically cut the arms of these, very slowly with their own capital. And if you look at that list, and that list has been, it's very old, it's about from 2012, it keeps getting bigger and every day, and how the monopolies control it. And every single brand, for example,
so what are the top two companies on the list?
It's Procter & Gamble, Unilever, Johnson & Johnson. Procter & Gamble owns Lacoste, the perfumes. I mean, that's you just have to, you can't buy Coca-Cola at Pizza Hut because Pepsi owns it. So it's very systematic. Do you think, David,
do you think that the power of boycotting companies still has influence in the modern era?
Well, I guess my first reaction would be that if this is a couple of years old, it's probably not 10 companies now, it's maybe 8 or 7 because they keep consolidating. But yeah, I think it's very important, not just to boycott, but I think it's positive to do some, it's good to do something positive, and that is to support local businesses. You know, when all you do is trade with the chains and all of your neighbors' small businesses go out of business, and I used to have a small business. So it's important for people to support those who are starting, who take the risk to be an entrepreneur in their local area. Support those people because they're going to be spending money in your area too. So, you know, try to build that local economy. It's one of the things I like here about Austin is that it's one of the few places that I've lived where there's actually viable mid-level restaurant businesses. There was an article that was up on Drudge recently about how this one famous chef was saying that Obama was, with his increased regulation and with competition from major chains, they were squeezing out all the mid-level restaurants. So you had nothing but really high-end restaurants that were locally owned and national chains, and that was about it. So, yeah, support your local businesses because that's going to help you in the long run. It may look like it's cheaper to go out and buy something from a big box store, but ultimately it's going to reverberate back in your own community.
Julio in Wyoming, you're on the air. Go ahead. Do we have Julio?
Thank you so much.
Am I there, Paul?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I almost did a double take because you're here in the North American Union, so welcome across the pond, and don't stay in Austin too long. Go explore the United Nations National Parks here in the United States, like Yellowstone here in Wyoming. It's beautiful. You could meet Dick Cheney, Paul.
That's not a very tempting prospect, to be honest.
it's beautiful out here, Paul. Anywho, the doublespeak, ISIS, ISIL, we're going to war against war. War is peace. 2 plus 2 is 5. It's quite clear corporate media here in the United States and corporate media in Europe are doing their best to try to sell the propaganda that the multinational corporations want us to hear. And it's quite clear, especially more so in Europe, I see. You live in Europe, so I want to get your take, Paul, on how people aren't buying the bull from corporate media. I want to get your thoughts on that. And then secondly, Paul, I'm a journalist here in Wyoming. How can I interview you on what's going on in Europe?
The best way is to contact me on Facebook. But in terms of ISIS propaganda, I mean, the biggest propagandists for ISIS are the mainstream media. I mean, every time I turn on the mainstream media, you know, CBS, CNN, they're showing ISIS propaganda videos. So, you know, on the one hand, we've got David Cameron saying that we shouldn't watch ISIS propaganda. We've got the Metropolitan Police in Britain saying that it may be a terrorist offence to even view these beheading videos. And yet every time I turn on CNN, there's an ISIS propaganda video. So, again, you know, we've had past investigations into who's behind these, the release of terrorist propaganda videos. It leads back to the Pentagon, Department of Defense, with Intel Center, with these other corporations that get the videos first. So the biggest progenitors of ISIS propaganda is the mainstream media itself, while we're being demonized, characterized as terrorists for even watching videos on YouTube. So, David Knight, you're taking that.
Well, that may be changing, Paul, because they've taken away the prohibitions from directly addressing the American people with propaganda. Remember, since the Cold War, they had prohibitions against using Radio Free Europe and Voice of America here domestically. But just as we've seen the prohibitions on domestic surveillance of citizens fall by the wayside and be ignored, they have actually changed that law now that's going to allow them to directly propagandize us. So we'll have to wait and see what happens. But certainly you're right. It's a mockingbird media. And I think it was just appalling when we saw at the end of the week last week the articles that have come to light about what happened with Gary Webb that they dedicated at the Los Angeles Times 17 reporters to essentially destroy him, because the CIA wanted his credibility taken away because he had exposed the truth about their dirty little wars at the time. It wasn't in the Middle East, but they were really more focused down in Central America, and they were using the cocaine traffic there to fund their operations, and running that cocaine into America, into California, essentially creating the crack cocaine craze. And he exposed that. And so they used the mainstream media to take him down. And that's starting to come to light now.
And, I mean, what's your take on Gary Webb? Obviously, he exposed the CIA drug trade. There were some suspicious circumstances in his suicide, a double shotgun blast to the head. I mean, we got heat at the time for even questioning, you know, if that was plausible, if he indeed was suicidal. I believe that was back in 2004. Did you research that? Did you look into that to see if it was plausible that he was suicidal? We know he was talking about, you know...
Well, he talked to Alex and said, "I am not suicidal." He made it very clear. So did the D.C. madam.
Yeah.
She made it very clear. She said, "I can tell you right now, if somebody kills me, I'm not in the frame of mind to commit suicide." We've heard that over and over again, and yet that doesn't stop them from saying somebody committed suicide.
It's amazing that, you know, Alex makes the point often that he's never going to be in that mindset to commit suicide, and a lot of people do say that. Ultimately, it turns out to be tragic. We'll be back after the break. We're going to take more of your calls. John Rappaport coming up at the bottom of the hour. It's the Alex Jones Show live on this Sunday edition. Stay tuned, Infowars.com.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Security alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting us.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative destroy Seven Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. From time to time, we've been tempted to believe that society has become too complex to be managed by self-rule. That government by an elite group is superior to government for, by, and of the people.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Hello, me. Meet the real me. And my misfits wave life. A dark black past is my most valued possession. Hindsight is always 20/20. But looking back, it's still a bit fuzzy. Speak of mutually assured destruction. Nice story.
This is the Alex Jones Show live on this Sunday edition. I'm Paul Joseph Watson, sitting in for Alex, who will be back tomorrow with David Knight riding shotgun. We're going to go to more of your calls. Coming up in the next segment is John Rappaport to talk about the CDC whistleblower, Ebola, and more. But now we're going to go to Andrew in Illinois to talk about riot control. Andrew, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, I was calling about this article in the American Industrial Hygiene Association Journal that talks about the liberation of hydrogen cyanide and hydrogen chloride, which is, you know, hydrochloric acid, during high temperature dispersion of CS, riot control agent. That's what they used in Ferguson. So the reporters were being subjected to hydrogen cyanide and hydrochloric acid when those smoke grenades were used.
So is that a new development that they're deploying that?
They don't want to talk about the side effects of deploying that agent.
Well, they're always talking about these non-lethal things that they use on people. And I think it was you, Paul, that put out the article about them temporarily blinding people.
It's
a new device that they're trying to sell to the police. Yeah, these non-lethal things like rubber bullets and CS gas and tasers are not really non-lethal. And while I'm here riding shotgun, I'd be remiss to say that we were talking before about Gary Webb. You said he was shot twice in the head with a shotgun. It was a pistol, specifically. So.
As I said in the interim there, I'm from the UK and we're completely disarmed, so I cannot distinguish between different kinds of weaponry. They're all the same to me.
Just know we're going to get a lot of comments about that if you don't mention that. So there we are. There's the correction. But nevertheless, it's still what happened to him is still horrendous, and it's still an obvious murder.
Yeah, there were a lot of questions at the time, I remember. Mm-hmm. And you just had an article up there on screen about this company that's created a weapon that blinds protesters. If you could get that back up, of course, we know in Ferguson that they deployed tear gas, they deployed all these militarized tactics, not only against protesters but against the media. And now there's, you know, new police compliance weapon blinds targets, retinal obfuscation gun, a new tool for militarized law enforcement. And it's kind of bizarre that they would put a gun with bullets surrounding it on there. Obviously, that's not how the system works. They don't actually explain how it works in the promo for the company, and they sell numerous weapons to law enforcement authorities. So I guess we wait with anticipation, David, about the next new toy that the militarized police state will be deploying against protesters and journalists.
See how they'll comply, make us comply. That's a compliance weapon. I love the euphemism there. It's very much like you see coming out of the Pentagon all the time, right?
It's pain compliance. I think they used a similar term in the actual, in the promo for the new weapon that they've got coming out, I believe, in December. Pain compliance, which again is basically torture. that's how they enact their new measures in the new militarized police state in America. And in fact, since I've been in Austin, I've noticed that basically you live in an occupied city.
Mm-hmm.
There are police officers on every corner. In Britain, for example, there's an argument for what we call bobbies on the beat, but generally it's like a couple of police dispersed throughout several different areas of the city of London. But here, it seems like, David, that there are a phalanx of cops, of law enforcement authorities, almost on every single street corner. It seems like an occupied zone in Austin.
You're probably downtown around 6th Street.
Exactly,
that definitely is an occupied zone. When I went to England in the 80s, I was struck by how they actually did at that time have police walking beats, you know, and that was, I thought, a very healthy thing. When I went back 20 years later, they were pretty much starting to get into cars like the American police here. And that means that they're not really doing anything to protect the citizens. Instead, they're really kind of looking for traffic violations and other things like that. That really focuses them on a completely different perspective.
It seems that way, that they're looking for minor infractions. And mm-hmm. We're going to go to more calls in a moment. The call screen has gone dark for the moment. Let's just throw to whoever the next caller is on the line, if you could go ahead and go to the next caller. Who have we got on the air?
This is Indigo Kid.
Indigo Kid, go ahead.
Hey, what's up, you guys? I'll never kill myself either, so we can have a non-suicide pact, the three of us. I was going to call Alex the other day and tell him that I thought that there was going to be maybe gas attacks in New York City subways and in France. And then a couple hours after that, the Iraqi prime minister said the same thing. So I thought that was a weird connection. And I have a bad memory, but I believe they've done drills before in New York City for gas attacks. You know, they could blame it on Assad saying he's working for ISIS, say we need to have boots on the ground. If they really wanted to run with it, they could say it was Iran working with ISIS.
I mean, there are a lot of scenarios. I think, you know, last year they really were going for the chemical weapons attack in Syria. Of course, the MIT report came out later on, which proved that the chemical weapons attack in Ghouta could not have possibly been launched from a government area. That kind of derailed the Obama administration's policy at that time. Of course, we had a lot of people within the military itself rebelling against that attack. Now we've got an attack on Syria, airstrikes on Syria, under the cover of fighting ISIS terrorists. But David, do you think there's a chemical weapons attack or a biological attack in the United States that they could use as justification for a real clampdown that we've been expecting for a while?
Oh, absolutely. I think it's not a matter of if, but when they'll do something like that. I mean, that's essentially what we see happening with 9/11. That's what we see happening with the 7/7 attacks in the UK. That's why Cameron is trying to demonize anybody that would speak out against that tactic. False flag tactics are something that every government has used, and it's a very well-known tactic. It's even now becoming a very common plot device in virtually all the movies. So it's a difficult thing for them to pull off, but they still can because they control the media. They control the narrative, and the media wants access to them, will do whatever they say, essentially. So that's, you know, we've had Operation Mockingbird, the CIA controlling the press, as we mentioned earlier. That's how we got onto Gary Webb, the fact that they would have 17 journalists dedicated to destroy his credibility because of what he had revealed about the CIA's drug operations. That's a very telling sign. So, yes, they can do that, and certainly Alex has been fearful of that and talking about how he felt that was something that was impending.
And, of course, we had the Oklahoma beheading a couple of days ago, linked again to Anwar al-Awlaki, who, of course, dined at the Pentagon 3 months after 9/11, having been the mastermind behind the 9/11 hijackers who flew the plane into the Pentagon. So we can cover that later with the ties between al-Awlaki and the other patsies in the United States that have been behind domestic terror plots, and question whether the Oklahoma beheading was one of those. But we got John Rappaport coming up to talk about Ebola, the CDC whistleblower, and autism. This is the Alex Jones Show Live, Infowars.com. Stay tuned.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month are 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Units. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew. Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
I've always believed in nutrition and herbs. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Sourced from powerful organic herbs harvested around the planet and then concentrated for maximum potency.
I just received my Male Vitality about 3 days ago, and I must say that is good stuff.
After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic Super Male Vitality formula. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose.
I jump out of bed ready to fight these criminals every day. I look forward to waking up and taking my Super Male Vitality and getting the day started.
It's not just the Super Male Vitality. All the products at InfoWarsLife.com are simply amazing. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
Want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
We're back on the Sunday edition of the Alex Jones Show. I'm filling in for Alex today. Paul Joseph Watson with InfoWars.com. David Knight riding shotgun. We're still trying to get John Rappaport on the line, but in the meantime, We're going to go to more of your calls, and we've got Patricia in Arizona. Go ahead, Patricia.
Hi, Paul. It's good to talk to you. I actually called to thank you because I really feel that your contribution during the Massachusetts, the race, you know what I'm saying. I get on here now, I can't talk.
The Boston Bombers.
The Boston Bombing was instrumental in turning back their whole narrative between your contribution and Alex's evaluation of the situation. If you hadn't found those pictures, though, this could have been a whole different scenario. I really believe that. Because they had just announced that they had found the bomber. They had escorted the press into that hotel, and then once Alex was talking about, oh, look at this, oh, that's who they're going to make the patsy and all this, why, within 5 minutes, they said there was a bomb scare there. They escorted all the press out, and then a van pulled up right in front of the front door there. They loaded some people in there, and they drove away, and then they said, no, that's not what was happening here. And I really always felt like the two were quite connected.
Well, I mean, it was amazing at the time to illustrate just the impact that we were having and, you know, other alternative media outlets. For one day, immediately after the Boston bombings, Infowars.com got more traffic than the Drudge Report, which if you realize how huge the Drudge Report really is, you know, it drives more traffic to websites than Facebook and Twitter combined. And for one day, we were above the Drudge Report, which again is a huge honor, given the magnitude, the importance of what the Drudge Report represents, which again shows you how intensely locked in people were to following this narrative with the Boston bombings. And of course, now we have this recent beheading in Oklahoma, which has been linked back to the mosque at which one of the alleged Boston bombers attended. David Knight, your take on
the polling? Yeah, it was kind of surreal when that was all happening. I remember one incident in particular when they arrested the Sarnia brothers and showed those photographs of them. And Leanne got it on the news right away and said, that backpack doesn't look anything at all like the backpacks that they had before. And within a few minutes, it was about 20 minutes, CNN had a former FBI agent, and they set up a little dog and pony show to say, look, they could have put a backpack inside of another backpack and pulled it out. I mean, basically reacting to that with a really patently absurd explanation. If they were going to try to disguise the backpacks, then why didn't the older brother have a darker back? Why didn't he have a different color backpack instead of a darker backpack? I mean, it didn't make any sense. But it was interesting to see that kind of back and forth, and that wasn't the only incident. That's just one that I remember very well. It really did have a big effect. I believe that they really were setting this up to blame it on some kind of anti-government patriot straw man that they had created.
And what was amazing was they arrested one of the Sarnaev brother that later died, allegedly, you know, during the manhunt for him. They arrested this man, a so-called arrest of a naked man, later allegedly released. But if you actually looked at the photos of this guy who was arrested, unscathed, unhurt, during the manhunt for the Boston bombings, it was the Sarnaev brother that later turned up dead. So
and his aunt identified him as such, said, that's my nephew. Yeah, that we talked to in Canada. Yeah, it was an amazing situation. But, yeah, that's the kind of stuff we see here. It is kind of surreal at times, isn't it?
Amazing. We're going to go to Kyle in FEMA Region 4. Kyle, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Paul, it's an honor, sir. How are you doing?
Good. What's your question today or comment?
Well, I've got kind of an urgent issue here that I wanted to bring to the attention of all you at the InfoWars team. I know you guys on the forefront and you cover a lot of important things, so I'm not trying to hold your feet to the fire in any way, but I just wanted to bring this up. And it's about the drought in California and HARP connection, and I think this is really a big, this has turned into a big sneak attack by the globalists that no one's really kind of putting together. There's a channel on YouTube, it's called the HARP Report, and it's a gentleman, he's a former meteorologist, and he has access to a lot of the Doppler radar kind of just a lot of those instruments, and he's got a lot of great information. And essentially, he proves, even even ways that a layman like myself can kind of see and understand on the map of just HARP downburst and HARP interference, sort of being used to disperse hurricanes and even kill some hurricanes that just over the last few months, I mean, he said some up there that would have drenched California. And so, I think it might be time maybe to get Dr. Nick Begich on just to kind of get his take on it. I haven't heard from him in a while. And it's really just insane just when you think about it, because most of California right now is in a state of exponential drought, which is the highest possible drought on the scale. And it's just happened in a span of 3 years. And I live down here in the South, and I mean, parts of Georgia have been in a drought, but I mean, it's kind of taken like 10 years. And I mean, usually for these severe droughts to happen, I mean, it takes a long time. And I mean, this has just been in like the last 3 years that this drought in California has really popped up. And I think it's such a devastating sneak attack, Paul, just because, I mean, also like to show the sort of circumstantial evidence of possible meddling and this being a possible globalist operation, you've got UN delegates on CNBC already talking about how we might have to migrate people out of California. I mean, there's 38 million people in California. I mean, for all these, like, all the mayhem that could come out of this Ebola outcry and all the immigration stuff, I mean, if we've got things collapsing in California and people having to move, I mean, we're talking about forced relocation and possibly putting people in camps, and not to mention all the pressure that would put on food prices, because so much of our food comes from California. So this has a lot of implications. And here, one thing to Google, CNBC, July 31st, California drought may have to migrate people. And they've got Lynn Wilson, who is on the UN climate change delegation, talking about how, you know, they've had to move, you know, people have moved out of areas in the past for drought, so they might have to move again. And so, I mean, I don't know. It just smells really bad. And again, I mean, I would recommend everyone go to the HARP Report channel on YouTube and just watch this guy. And he breaks it down clear as day, so even people that don't have meteorology degrees can understand that there's a lot going on. So have you guys heard anything about this?
I haven't personally heard anything. I know there was a report back, I think it was 3 or 4 months ago, there was a report that HARP had shut down, but then that was kind of countered, wasn't it, David, by other speculation that was a ruse. I mean, what have you learned?
Well, it's not just HARP. It's a lot of different things. I mean, going back to Vietnam, there was that meteorologist that was given a medal because of his work with weather by Lyndon Johnson. I can't call the guy's name. But just about a month and a half ago, there was a climate engineering conference in Europe. I can't remember. Was it Berlin? I'm not sure. But they were talking about stratospheric aerosol injection, SAI, or some other scientists will talk about persistent contrails. We call them chemtrails, and there's ample evidence that that's being done as well. So there is climate engineering that is going on. There's no doubt about it. And yet they will go to these conferences and put it out there as a hypothetical possibility that they're looking at, when it in fact is something that they're already actively engaged in. For whatever reason, whether it's to shift the rain patterns or whether it's to increase the albion of the planet to make it more reflective so they don't get global warming, whatever their motivation is, or whatever they tell people their motivation is, and whether or not they tell us that they're actually doing it, I believe they're really doing it. There's ample evidence to show planes dropping out these chemicals. We've shown them on our website many times. There's also apps that people are social apps where people are taking pictures and reporting them together to show where there's hot spots of that. I think it's called Lookup is the app that's out there.
And that's Ben Livingston back in the 60s with a weather weapon.
Yeah.
If you Google that, that's on YouTube, Alex's interview with Ben Livingston.
Yes.
We'll be back after the break to cover some final news stories and wrap up this edition of The Alex Jones Show. I'm Paul Joseph Watson.
Another major health threat, this one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern industry.
independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
We're back for the final segment of the Alex Jones Show. Just about 10 minutes left, so we're going to try and advance quickly because we've got John Rappaport on the line of NoMoreFakeNews.com, who, of course, needs no introduction. He's been on the show many times before. We feature his articles regularly at InfoWars.com. We're going to ask him about the CDC whistleblower, the latest on that, and Ebola. John Rappaport, welcome to the show.
Hey, good to be here, Paul.
So, John, tell us the latest about the CDC whistleblower. Of course, this has been completely ignored by the mainstream media. Even I thought they would at least have to address it and try and dismiss it, but they seem to have blacklisted it entirely. So tell us the latest on the CDC whistleblower, and the actor Rob Schneider recently came out and basically got fired from his insurance company job for questioning the legitimacy of certain vaccines. So tell us the latest on Schneider and the CDC.
Yes, well, as some people know by now, Rob Schneider, comedian, actor, was dropped from State Farm Insurance TV ads, where he was, you know, playing a part, and the ads had started to run, and all of a sudden they were dropped because he's made statements questioning the validity of vaccine information and vaccines. And so he was really put under the gun. I mean, they just dropped him, you know, like a hot potato. And they issued some kind of garbled press release as to why. So this is flat-out censorship. I mean, in other words, he's not permitted in this landscape to make a statement questioning, criticizing vaccine. You can make all kinds of other statements criticizing this, that, and the other thing, but that's the holy grail of medicine. And, you know, you get punished for it, and that's what happened to him. It's a commentary on the First Amendment and free speech in America these days that something like this would happen. As far as the CDC whistleblower goes, this is a man named William Thompson who came out of the shadows on August 27th and made a public statement through his lawyer that basically said he and his co-authors committed fraud, scientific fraud, in a 2004 study that was published, which said that the MMR vaccine had absolutely no connection to autism. And so this is an insider, a research scientist at the CDC for the last 15 years or so, who has said that he himself and others omitted vital data and basically committed fraud. The latest thing I have on this is that Thompson sent thousands of pages of documents to Congressman Bill Posey, Florida congressman, who is very receptive to information about vaccines beyond what the establishment tells us. And so Posey's staff is going through these now. And so I've queried his staff several times, asking them, is this information that you have now just related to the 2004 fraudulent study, or is there other information in there? And so far, they just haven't gotten back to me and won't answer that question. So I don't know exactly how much fraud they've got, you know, to spark maybe a congressional hearing. I don't have a lot of hope for that, even if they have a hearing, that anything really will happen. But that seems to be the aim of some people who are hoping that Thompson will come forward and testify, which he probably will if he's subpoenaed. But I don't know how much he's going to say, how much he's going to admit if he does. I'm very interested in this data, thousands of pages. This is kind of like I don't want to call it a mini Snowden because the information could be more explosive even than the NSA information if it shows that the CDC has been covering up fraud in more than just one study, but many, many studies. Which I believe is absolutely the case. They exonerate vaccines. They say, oh, no harm, no problem. Everything's perfect. There's absolutely no connection to autism. And the U.S. government has made multiple statements saying they've completely vetted the problem and there is no problem with vaccines. But I know for a fact, because I've looked at other studies, that there are other fraudulent studies out there. But if a whistleblower inside the CDC can say that and show data to back it up, that would be a collapse of the House of Cards.
Exactly. I mean, it seems so toxic that the mainstream normally would at least tackle these kind of issues and try to dismiss them, but they don't even touch it. But we've got to move on quickly because we've got about 4 minutes left. And there was an editorial recently in the Liberian Observer which blamed the United States for basically developing and unleashing the Ebola virus on Africa. David Knight, you've got a quick question to put to John Rappaport about that.
Well, yeah, along the lines of what you're saying, John, there's this report out of Reuters today that scientists are grappling with ethics in a rush to release the Ebola vaccine. So it really kind of ties these both things together. And they're saying that normally it takes years to prove that a vaccine is safe and effective. We had a decade where they covered up the fact that this MMR vaccine was not safe. So, address the issue of Do you believe that this is something that was perhaps helped along, weaponized, introduced by the American government? And where do we go from here? Are they going to force people to take an Ebola vaccine that hasn't been proven to be safe or effective, just like they're trying to intimidate people into taking other vaccines?
I think you put your finger on it. The vaccine is the big problem here with the so-called Ebola outbreak. This is the thing to, you know, really be on the lookout for, because all vaccines can do harm. And you rush a vaccine into production without any kind of real testing, and you say, well, the benefits outweigh the risks, and we're in this terrible situation, so now, you know, everybody who lives in this area has to take it because some guy flew in on a plane. And if you don't take it, we can quarantine you and isolate you. These things could definitely happen in the U.S. and in other countries. And with an untested vaccine, you're just absolutely playing with fire here. So this is a big, big red flag. If this thing comes out and they say, well, okay, we've got a great vaccine now, and everybody should immediately take it, I think the absolute opposite is true.
And, you know, this is GlaxoSmithKline, which just last week the Chinese government found guilty of bribing doctors in China to the extent of $297 million. That's about $500 million that they paid out to doctors to prescribe their products. I mean, are we supposed to just get rid of all the ethical concerns and give them a fast track to require mandatory vaccinations?
Absolutely not. And one more quick fact here about these manufacturers. Julie Gerberding, who was the head of the CDC during that period when Thompson and his co-authors committed fraud, she knew what was going on. She knew that this had been covered up because Thompson sent her a letter explaining, if you read between the lines, exactly what he had really found out that wasn't going to be published in the study. Mm. And in 2009, she left the CDC and eventually became the president of Merck Vaccines, which she is today. And they manufactured the MMR vaccine. I mean, so how much more explosive a story can you get than that? Yeah. And yet there's a total media blackout.
Wow.
So, John, do you think that Ebola in West Africa is a test run for some kind of engineered global pandemic? Is it a trial balloon?
I think all these so-called epidemics have been test runs. Swine flu, bird flu, SARS, West Nile, this one now. And I think that in every case, what's really being projected here is vaccine, 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 vaccine. That is the whole point of all of these. So I'm not particularly concerned, unless I see some new evidence about the weaponizing element here of the virus. What I'm concerned about is that these are all ops in order to get people to take toxic vaccines, and that's really where the problem is for the rest of the world.
And of course, we've got the CDC being very coy about potential Ebola cases in the United States. Do you think there's a potential that it could spread to Western Europe, to the United States?
Well, I think what could happen is, and we don't really have time to go into this, but they could say that because the diagnostic tests that they use to decide if somebody has Ebola are so unreliable that they can be slanted in any direction that they want to.
Okay, we're going to leave it there. That's going to wrap it up for the Sunday edition of the Alex Jones Show. John Rappaport, NoMoreFakeNews.com. Thanks for joining us.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.